Thank you. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ تأذن ربك ليبعثن عليهم إلى يوم القيامة من يسومهم سوء العذاب إن ربك لسريع العقاب وإنه لغفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our teacher, our mentor and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, the term dehumanization has been used frequently since October 2013. And our children have become or have been exposed to narratives that refer to us as human animals, children of darkness, and adherents to the law of the jungle. There is a real contrast of how the media uses language. For example, Israelis are described as being killed, while Palestinians merely die. Comparisons have been made to the Amalek, rendering every man, woman, child and livestock as targets. Very early in October, precisely on the 10th of October 2023, the IDF stated that their priority is maximum damage, not accuracy. Their priority is maximum damage, not accuracy. 3 days later, on the 13th of October 2023, the President of Israel denied the existence of any Palestinian civilian. Isaac Herzog claimed it is an entire nation that is responsible that needs to be wiped out. Friends, me and you are not merely weed that needs cutting back. We are not weed that needs cutting back. While the colors of the Israeli flag was projected on the White House as a tribute to those that had died on the Israeli side, not a genuine word of condemnation is uttered when our Palestinian brothers and sisters are starved, tortured, raped or killed. And the routine task of mowing the grass, a term that is used by the Israeli periodic military assaults conducted in the Gaza, reduces us as weeds that need to be cut back. In February 2024, on the 11th of February to be precise, journalist Gideon Levy, he wrote in his Haaretz, he said, Palestinians are seen by most Israelis as non-human and even non-animal. In Israel, more than 55,000 fatalities are merely a number, nothing more. Our children are also witness to how Muslims are being victims during media appearances. Why are we only allowed to speak as victims? Muslims cannot have an opinion, they cannot analyze, they cannot be an expert, as their perspective are only valid when they speak of their suffering. Dehumanization is to portray and treat people as subhuman. Just as how Nazis portrayed Jews as subhuman, and the colonizers portrayed native population as savages, it enables people to morally and emotionally disconnect from the suffering of others. That is what dehumanization is. Now this allows people to justify an industrial scale of genocide and a Holocaust. And my friends, the result on our children are concerning. Beneath all this is a far more troubling matter, and the impact on our children and the future generation. Indeed, in time, Allah forbid, Allah save us, Allah keep us with afia, we becoming numb to our own pain. And we becoming blind to our own virtue. What's happening? Understand this well. We becoming numb to our own pain, and we becoming blind to our own virtue, as the constant exposure might lead us to internalize this narrative of dehumanization. And the shock of seeing dead children begins to wear off, Allah forbid. The shock begins to wear off because there's so much of videos that is circulated on the WhatsApps that I, for one, don't have the emotional capacity to open any of them. Wallah, you don't have. So as the shock wears off, media biases are gradually accepted. And the selective application of international law ceases to provoke our anger. We may start to accept this portrayal as our identity. Now, my respected elders and friends, where to from here? We try to protect our children from the images of brutality, but when a child loses many relatives, shielding them is not always possible. We need to rediscover our true identity. And it is within this context of dehumanization that we need to inherit the worth of a believer, as defined by the maker of the universe, as a people who believe themselves to be inferior can never lead this ummah. People who believe themselves to be inferior can never lead this ummah. We need to understand our worth. And what is our worth, friends? Perhaps, you know, it strikes me when I looked at the final moments. When I looked at the final moments of Shaheed Yahya bin Sinwar, rahmatullah alayh. And there was something that caught my eye. When his hand was severed, he had a stick in his hand. And he threw that stick on the drone that was about to attack him. And he threw that one stick that was left. And a thought came to my mind that perhaps he's throwing the stick to this ummah. He's throwing the stick to me and to you. To understand, when you're in a relay team, there are four people in a relay team. The one takes the baton or the baton and you pass it on. And he was passing the stick on to this ummah to say, it's your responsibility now. It's your responsibility now. Mine and your worth is not in the stick of a pedal tennis racket. On a lighter note, mine and your worth is not on a checkers mini. At the moment, that's a craze. They call it a checkers mini. If you come across that red trolley, you must give it to one another, please. It's like hell worth it. It's a couple of grand, the thing, I believe. 1,250 rand, somebody was advertising it on Facebook, make me an offer. That red small trolley. If you come across it, give it to me, mate, I can make a couple of bucks. This ummah's worth is not on the pedal courts and ordering Maridino snacks and lavishing our lives away. We have a higher purpose. We have a worth, my friends. And this is the self-discovery journey that I want to take you today on. What is mine and your worth? We have been selected by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. What is your worth? You are the best of communities ever raised for humanity. And you encourage good, you forbid evil, and you believe in Allah. We are the ones chosen to know the way, to go the way, and to show the way. Me and you, we are the ones chosen to know the way, to go the way, and to show the way. My respected elders and friends, it is in verses like this that explain the absence of genocidal rhetoric from our speech, as seen by the Zionists, and our firm rejection of racism and any other form of oppression. The dignity of those who believe, the Nabi of Allah said, أنتم موفونو سبعين أمة أنتم خيرها وأكرمها على الله أو كما قال. You are the fulfillment of 70 nations. You are the best and most honorable of them to Allah Rabbul Alameen. The believer holds and honor what is Allah. We need to appreciate this reality. His heart would flutter with joy and soar in bliss. Happiness would envelop him in longing to meet his Allah, so that he may embrace this dignity that and honor that Allah has given him. What is the sanctity of Muslim blood? How cherished a Muslim must be to Allah for him to proclaim that man adali waliyan faqad adantuhu bil harb. How cherished is the blood of a believer that whoever shows hostility towards an ally of mine, Allah says, I will declare war on him. My respected elders and friends, the Nabi of Allah declared, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ لَقَتْلٌ مُؤْمِنٍ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ زَوَالِ الدُّنْيَا أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ. I swear by the one who possesses my soul that the killing of a single believer is more severe in the sight of Allah than the destruction of this entire world. And for him to announce that لو أن أهل السماء والأرض اشتركوا في دم مؤمن لأكبهم الله في النار أو كما قال. If all the people of the heavens and the earth were to share in the blood of a believer, Allah would cast them all into the fire of hell. Isa alayhi salam will return to support me and you. If still in doubt, clarity will come towards the end of time of the Prophet Isa alayhi salam. He will be cradled by the wing of angels. He will descend clothed in a beige robe, his hair glistening with drops as if they were pearls, arriving to the eastern minaret of Damascus, as the Nabi of Allah foretold. The world that will be taken aback with his awe and with his anticipation will closely want to see him and choose to talk with him. To the astonishment of the humility of Isa alayhi salam, he will take the path of believers. He will stand, he will insist on standing behind one of us in prayer, and he will hear the Quran being recited. The Nabi of Allah said, فَيَنْزِلُ عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمُ. Then Isa, the son of Maryam, may Allah's peace be upon him, will descend on the leader and he will say, come and lead us in prayer. He will say, no, you are the leaders of each other as an honoring from Allah to this ummah. What is our worth, friends? We need to understand who we are And what is our purpose in this dunya? The honor of being part of this ummah. When an endless scenes of savagery, of bloodshed and prejudice shake your self-worth, take a moment to pause. Take a moment to pause and reflect on a series of questions and ask yourself, what way of life? What way of life is that opens its doors to people of all backgrounds and embraces it? A system that remains viable in every aspect of life. It offers guidance of every stage of one's development and across every sphere of our lives, all the while without going any transformation, without going any alteration, without going any addition or subtraction, but remaining identical as it was revealed, if not Islam. What way of life acknowledges and honors every Nabi and every messenger? From the very first Adam alayhi salam to the last of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if not Islam. Likewise, what way of life can both claim and prove to have preserved verbatim the word of Allah as He spoke it up till today, if not Islam? What way of life informs theology, spirituality, personal conduct, interpersonal behavior, civil laws, foreign policies in a manner so intricate and so harmonious that it is clearly beyond human sophistication, if not, my friends, Islam? What religion or philosophy has survived the test of time and criticism in a way that all simply have not, other than Islam? Do we realize what Allah has blessed me and you with? Do we understand this value of iman that Allah has given us? In an age of science and technology that has caused droves of people to become disillusioned with their religions, why does Islam stand apart? With more people ever than before choosing Islam at a time of atomic breakthroughs and explorations of outer space, people still want to come to Islam. Which way of life has practically demonstrated its capacity in actually delivering inner peace as acclaimed by all religions, quiet like Islam? The shining light of Islam will never fade. Just like the powerful TikToker who said as she wept, they say she wept and she said this, she was a Christian at that time. I don't have TikTok, but I'm just telling you what she said. She said that they say that a tree is known by its fruits. A tree is known by its fruits. If there is Allah, if there is a God, then I believe Tinians and Muslims are Allah's chosen people. What she said? If there is a God, then I truly believe that the Muslims and the Palestinians are Allah's chosen people. I see evidence of them in their behavior, in their hearts, in their compassion. They truly are beautiful people. If there is a Allah, then these are His people. Can me and you say we are Allah's people? Every century we are rejuvenated by a reformer whom Allah sends to reform this ummah. Amongst us will emerge the most noble of martyrs and the one who will be slayed by Dajjal. Ours is the greatest ummah, my friends, embracing the most profound religion, guided by the most sublime scripture, led by the most distinguished Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My time is up. Even on the day of Qiyamah, on the final day, acknowledgement of this ummah will take place. So I beg you today that protect your children from all false narratives. Continuously share these truths with your children. Make them understand their worth. Make them understand who they are. You need to understand and make your children understand who they are, shading them, protecting them from a narrative that only showcases the oppression of Muslims. Elevate their morale, raise them to be dignified, nurture them to be people of morality in this depraved world of ours. Remind them how, despite all of us being guests in life, we are all of mankind, the ones abiding by the laws and expectations of the host, Allah Rabbul Alameen. And when we will come to understand our worth, and we will come to understand what is happening in Palestine and elsewhere, my respected elders and friends, we will know that that stick that Yahya Sinwar threw, he threw it at me and you. That we need to take this baton. We need to take this baton of Islam, and we need to show it to the world, inshallah. May Allah give me and all of us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Once again, we make a humble appeal. But before the appeal, we just acknowledge, alhamdulillah, every week our brothers generously donate towards the masjid, alhamdulillah. Last week we had a beautiful Quran jalsa as well, alhamdulillah. Over 8 of our fasts from the area had completed. Many brothers had donated towards that also. Allah reward you abundantly. Allah bless you with the best of both worlds, inshallah. And remember that for whatever you give towards this house of Allah, every good act that takes place here, somebody so beautifully told me, they said, Maulana, charity is our insurance. Charity is our insurance. We all take out insurance. I don't know, the Mustah, the Muftis will tell you. But we all have insurance. And what is the best insurance is your charity. The best insurance you can have is your charity. Because that charity, when you walk out of this masjid, is your protection from anything that might happen. And it is the coolness of Allah. It is the shade of Allah. You know, on this hot day, what do we look for? We look for shade. We look for shade to park our cars. Wherever I can find that little bit of shade. So whatever charity you give in this dunya, that is going to be your shade in the akhirah, inshallah. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين ينبئه سبحانه وتعالى عباده بقوله أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين قال الحافظ ابن حجر رحمهم الله معنى الفتنة في الأصل الاختبار والامتحان ثم استعملت في كل أمر يكشفها الامتحان عن سوء قال ابن الأعرابي الفتنة الاختبار والفتنة المحنة والفتنة المال والفتنة الأولاد والفتنة الكفر والفتنة اختلاف الناس بالآراء والفتنة الأحراق بالنار أخبر ذلك سبحانه وتعالى وجعلنا بعضكم لبعض فتنة أتصبرون وكان ربك بصيرا إخوة الإيمان إن من حكمة الله تعالى سبحانه وتعالى وسنته في خلقه أنه يفتن الناس بعضهم ببعض قال ابن القيوم عند ذكر هذه الآية وهذا عام في جميع الخلق امتحن بعضهم ببعض حتى امتحن الإنسان بنفسه قال الألامة ابن القيوم فالعبد في هذه الدار مفتون بشهواته ونفسه الأمارة. نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. إخواني في الدين، اعلموا أنه ليس كل فتنة نذير شر وهلاك، بل قد كان يكون افتتان المؤمن وابتلاؤه، دليل قوله سبحانه وتعالى: ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة. كما يدل على ذلك حديث أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن عظم الجزاء مع عظم البلاء، وإن الله إذا أحب قوما ابتلاهم، فمن رضي فله الرضا ومن سخط فله السخط، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقال تعالى: أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يعلم الله الذين جاهدوا منكم ويعلم الصابرين. وعلى كل مسلم صادق الصبر والثبات على الطاعة والعبادة وعلى البليات وترك المنكرات. نعوذ بالله من سوء فتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن نهج نهجه. أما بعد، فيا معشر المسلمين، قال الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته وعلماء أمته. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. يا فارج الهم ويا كاشف الغم، مجيب دعوة المضطرين، رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما، كل أهل غزة عونا وناصرا، حافظا ومجيرا. اللهم ارحم شهداءهم، واشف جرحاهم، وآف مبتلاهم. يا ذا القوة والعزة، أرنا وأهل غزة عجائب قدرتك في الظالمين الغاصبين. اللهم اقتلهم بددا، وأحصهم عددا، ولا تبق منهم أحدا. يا رب انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين المعتدين في أرض فلسطين وفي كل مكان وحين. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى، اللهم زدها تعظيما وتكريما وتشريفا. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من عتدين، اللهم ردنا إلى دينك ردا جميلا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Please let us ensure that our steps are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Let us fill in the gaps, stand as close as possible as a means of ensuring love and unity and muhabbat in the ummah, inshallah. The closer we stand, the closer will our hearts unite together, inshallah. And that is the call of the hour at the moment. The ummah needs to be united, inshallah, to fight its battles.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة
أقامه الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله
لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم انصر المجاهدين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم انا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Yeah.